closed down a bowling club and transformed them into 110 parking spots. It really reduced the pressure on parking.
With the new system, cars can enter the parking lot directly without stopping. Monitors at the gate take pictures of the license number automatically and the same at the exit. This way, the process of paying parking fees is greatly simplified. On the toll stand, if there are 5 cars waiting in line, they will be let out for free. A vacancy screen outside the shopping mall informs customers of available spaces. Screens inside the parking lot also indicate the locations of the vacant parking spots. The entrance into the shopping center is surrounded by green lights, easier for customers to find. A customer says she's very satisfied with the renovated parking environment. The parking lot gives me a very pleasant feeling when I drove into here. In the past, the lighting was very dim and the ground was not as smooth as it is now, and it was also not easy to find a place to park. But now, every spot has been marked with a number and the signal is very clear. I love shopping here very much. Vice Mayor of Beijing, Lu Hao, is confident about the new system.
Now the shopping malls only increase the limited new spots. The renovation of the whole parking lot can only release the pressure on the commute in the area. And we will continue to do this and help them figure out new ways to add more spaces.
Similar reconstruction will take place in another 30 shopping malls in Beijing this year. Most of them are located around the Olympic venues.
That was Lu Chen with the story. Mantou is a kind of steamed bread. It's a staple food for Chinese people, especially people in the north. Since the beginning of this year, a national standard for mantou has been introduced. The new national standard.